Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Let's get right into it. We got to ask the question, does anyone have a child who got fired from daycare? This is wild.
This is insane.
You want to talk about a mother in distress. Right. Our friend and listener, Debbie. Not happy after a daycare provider here in Rochester brought it to her attention that they will no longer be offering their services to her son because they can't give him the care that he truly needs. How old is he? Three?
Three and a half, yeah.
Also, they only gave Debbie less than 24 hours to find a new provider, and now she says she's taking matters in her own hands. Let's get her on the phone with us. Hi, good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
You got to break down what the heck is going on.
Because this sounds very traumatic, if I'm being honest.
Yes. So I have a son, 3 and a half, who just started a new daycare, who, you know, it was an in-home daycare, but I'm like a preschool. My son is, you know, on the side of like smarter. So great. Thought it was going to be perfect. And after the first and second day, all I kept hearing from, you know, Judy is that, you know, he just was so energetic. He was taking up all of her time, and all the other kids were starting to, you know, notice that he was taking up some of her time, and she just kept going back to that and how he can't control things and just very all over the place. And mind you, I mean, I am a special education teacher, so
okay.
I do look into things, and, you know, sure, is my 3.5-year-old boy energetic? Yeah, of course.
Right.
But he's 3 and a half.
Yeah.
And in a brand new space.
Right. Brand new space right after Christmas break.
Right.
Sounds like common behavior
right.
for a 3-year-old.
And like, it's been 2 days. So like,
right.
what's going on here? Okay.
Right. So then my husband and I get a message from her on Thursday. He didn't go on Wednesday. So right. on Thursday, we get a message saying that she wanted to talk to us about, you know, behaviors that she's noticed and then, you know, moving forward. Long story short, she told us, you know, he's a great boy. He's so kind. He's, you know, great at speaking up about what he wants, but he's just too much and she's not able to handle him essentially because he's just more advanced than the other kids and is just taking up too much of her time. So she told us on a Thursday at 5 o'clock that his last day was going to be the very next day. So we only had 24 hours to find a new child care situation for Monday.
And for most parents who have looked for child care, that seems pretty much impossible.
Yeah.
To
yep. And then she started going into how, you know, maybe we should, you know, look into filling out a Vanderbilt form with him because she noticed some autistic and ADHD tendencies and just all this stuff. And mind you, I've filled out plenty of Vanderbilt forms. I know exactly
right.
what they are. You don't fill them out until a kid is 5 or 6. And really, you should have at least observed the behaviors for about at least 4 to 5 months, ideally.
Right.
Well, and you're a special ed teacher, too. Not to mention, he's your son. So, I mean, did she take into consideration that maybe you might have by now picked up on some of those cues?
Right.
Right. Which, some of them I don't really know what she was talking about. Mind you, he started a new place and picked him up yesterday, and they said, wow, he's already been adjusting so well to centers. He's, like, got it down. Now he's so good at listening. And I was like, oh, like, how's his energy level? And she was like, oh, he's, like, more calmer than some of the others.
Oh, what? Interesting.
That's bizarre. Mm-hmm. So you did end up finding a new daycare, thank God.
Yep.
And have you questioned her at all? Because, I'm not a parent, but if I was and I was in this situation, I think I would be furious and I would want a little more than just like, hey, tomorrow's his last day. We can't handle him. See you later. Bye.
Yeah, what was the conversation?
I did message her. She did read it 2 minutes after I sent it and then chose not to respond.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So you sent this woman a full-on text message. She read it but never responded.
Oh, yeah. It was very long, too. And it was about how I just didn't think it was appropriate about what she was saying about the ADHD and autism. I didn't think it was appropriate that she didn't give us much of a warning and enough time to find new childcare.
Right.
I didn't think it was fair for us to have to pay for childcare for a whole week when she gave up on him only 2 days later.
Right.
So I would appreciate a response, at least regarding that payment. And then I also told her that maybe next time, and if you're going to be so, like, pretty much stingy and, like, you want these cookie cutter kids,
right,
then maybe you should have a trial period before.
Right.
So that parents don't get screwed over. And there was no response.
Yeah.
But she did call me.
So basically, Debbie, you paid for a full week of childcare. You only got 48 hours worth of that childcare. Not even. Now, I'm saying 2 days.
I was supposed to get 4 days.
Right.
Got it.
But my father-in-law picked up my son early on Friday so that we could go visit a different daycare.
Go find more childcare.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's
so
insane.
Now what next steps are you trying to take? Because anyone listening, we already have text messages coming in. People are very upset because if they were in your shoes as a parent, this is really difficult to not get just be short notice.
Right, be out of childcare and have these accusations when there was like a 48-hour viewing period of this child to be like, hey, this is what I think is going on. Like, I think it takes a little more time than that.
And she owes you money.
Right.
So what are the next steps here?
So I'm just curious. Like, I mean, I'm definitely going to wait it out. I think I'm going to look into, like, you know, just like appropriate behavior for daycare.
Right.
You know, like owner, because, I mean, she's licensed. So,
right.
I mean, I just find it hard to believe that someone can just literally tell us, with not even within 24 hours, that it's going to be his last day.
Right.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's insane.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't even a choice. It was, you know, he can come tomorrow, but tomorrow will be his last day.
God,
and
that's crazy.
I just think that is so unprofessional. It's fine that she didn't want us to, like, that she couldn't handle him, but she should have at least let us have a little bit more time to find a new place.
Right.
But I'm just curious, like, what other people would be doing in this situation.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure. 585-252-9800. We're on the phone with Debbie right now. Basically, less than a 24-hour notice from the daycare provider that her son's been going to. This woman still owes you money, and she basically accused your 3-year-old son of, being autistic and having ADHD when you are a special ed teacher and you've noticed none of those things.
Right.
What would you do as a parent? Can you help point our friend Debbie in the right direction? We would love to hear from you. Debbie, thank you so much for calling up today and sharing this, because I'll tell you what, right now, you might not be the only person who's gone through something like this.
Or someone maybe has gone to the same daycare and had a similar experience. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what town this daycare provider's in?
Parrington.
In Parrington.
Wow.
Okay. All right, we'll get to some texts. We'll get to some calls. Debbie, keep us posted, okay? And make sure you listen in to what other people have to say. They might be able to help you.
I will. Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
All right, Debbie. Talk soon.
You too.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Texts are coming in. Some of the phone calls that you guys are throwing our way, we'll get to those after the break on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Take Moose and Breezy with you and listen to and follow PXY Mornings in the free Odyssey app.
The number one hit music station.
PXY.
Bet you never thought that this was going to be in the headlines. Spirit Airlines. Why would they be? I mean, they're one of the best airlines coming out of Rochester.
Oh, yes. The Motel 6 of the skies.
Yes. Dozens of passengers on Spirit Airlines' flight from Florida to Rochester experienced a traveling nightmare on Monday morning.
Shocker.
With some spending more time waiting on the plane and in the airport than the actual duration of the flight itself. Yes. Michael.
What happened?
Michael's not pleased. Not pleased at all. He was returning from a family vacation, and on their Spirit flight, it was delayed from Fort Lauderdale, but eventually landed in Rochester at 12:45 in the morning. However, the jet bridge wouldn't work, and they needed a truck to push the plane to get to another gate, leaving passengers stuck on the plane for an hour and a half.
Oh, that is the worst when you're at your destination and you can't get off the flight.
Can't get off the flight.
What a nightmare.
Can't get off the flight.
At that point, look.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He did not leave the airport or walk out until 4 a.m.
Oh, no. Oh, man, that will mess you up.
You
lose it.
Oh, my God, I would swing. I would swing. Because the reason being is they were stuck on the plane for an hour and a half, but the problem didn't end there. It took another 90 minutes for the passengers to get their baggage.
See what happens when you try to save a buck? This is what happens.
I would have lost my literal mind.
Spirit Airlines, the only plane with roaches.
You know that movie Snakes on a Plane? That was based on a Spirit airline.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You think we're going to get that Spirit endorsement soon?
I'm shooting for Breeze.
Coming up after the break, if you missed the call with our friend Debbie, she's on a mission to get answers from a daycare provider in Parenton who kicked her son out of her class because she can't provide him with his needs, considering he may have ADHD or autistic tendencies.
According to her.
And Debbie is saying none of those things about my son are accurate. Debbie even went out of her way to contact this daycare provider and since then has been completely ghosted. By the way, this woman owes her money. We got a lot of messages on this that we want to get to coming up right after the break. If you have any thoughts you would like to share, call or text us now. 585-252-9800 is the number. It's all coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Looking at a high of 26 today. All right, so Debbie from Rochester joined us live on the show this morning for Parental Confidential. And let's just say her story raised a ton of eyebrows with parents who feel her pain and are not happy after the daycare provider here in town, who was in charge of watching her son, basically out of the blue said, "We no longer will be providing our services to your son and cannot give him the attention he needs."
Right.
Pretty much insinuating that he has ADHD or autistic tendencies that Debbie says that's not true. And after trying to reach out to get clarification from this provider, they basically left her hanging and would not respond to any messages. And not to mention, they owed Debbie money.
Yeah.
Here's some of the call with Debbie this morning. If you missed it, take a listen.
She
told us, you know, he's a great boy. He's so kind. He's, you know, great at speaking up about what he wants, but he's just too much and she's not able to handle him, essentially, because he's just more advanced than the other kids and is just taking up too much of her time. So she told us on a Thursday at 5 o'clock that his last day was going to be the very next day.
Didn't give her much of a notice.
Yeah.
As a parent, what would you do if this was your child? What are some options that Debbie has at this point? Lucky for her, she was able to find another provider a week later, which usually isn't the case for most people.
No. I mean, there's like a national daycare shortage right now. I mean, before you even conceive, you need to figure out where your kid's going.
Yeah.
Who's watching the kid? Because you have to get it on the wait list, if I'm being honest. And, you know, not every daycare is a good fit. And that's okay. I think that these things happen. I think the way it was handled was completely inappropriate. Whether it's a good fit or not, that's up to the daycare provider to decide. It's her business, right?
Right.
I get that. But to make accusations that your kid may have autism, that your kid may be suffering from ADHD after 2 days of observing him, and then going on to say, tomorrow will be your last day with no warning whatsoever, is a very inappropriate and unprofessional.
Not to mention, Debbie is a special ed teacher.
Yes.
So
let's get to some texts here, because they're very, very interesting and all over the board. Hey guys, so I feel for this mama. Long story short, my best friend watched my son for the first 2 years of his life. And then in the fall of 2020, he was almost two, she texted me and said my kid was too much and that she couldn't take him anymore. It affected her patients and her own son, who was the same age as mine, and the other kids in the daycare. She didn't kick me out the next day, but I only sent him for 2 days a week until I found daycare and got him a steady daycare program, which ended up being the best thing for him. He thrived. If this mom is looking for a great at-home daycare, I go to a place in Pittsburgh. Let's see. This happened to my daughter as well. She ended up getting pink eye, but at the same time, she was getting clogged tear ducts, so the symptoms were similar. She called me to tell me to pick her up and told me I had to take her to urgent care immediately. I got her on antibiotics. I texted the sitter, and she said that she was no longer welcome there after we left. Literally no notice for an honest mistake.
Oh, that sounds painful to have a clogged tear duct.
Yeah, that's a pink guy situation. This person says, don't be shy. Drop the name of the daycare.
well, we know it's in Parenton. That's as far as we can go.
And then people on the other side of the coin. I mean, overall, it's her choice. She runs her own business. It was a rude thing to do, and she didn't handle it right. I think she could have... I just think this woman couldn't deal with childlike tendencies, and she probably shouldn't be a daycare provider.
Does anybody know what's the rule? What are the regulations? How many kids can one daycare provider take care of at once?
Yeah.
Can there be 10, 20, 30?
It depends on how many daycare providers are in the home, right?
It can't just be one of 30 kids. There's got to be two or three people.
I don't think so. There's obviously like rules and licenses and regulations. This person said, I had a daycare do the same thing. I told my daycare that I paid for the following 2 weeks so that they would be taking my daughter. Find the registry or database. There's has to be something that you can complain to the board. Then go to Facebook or Google, write a bad review, take them to small claims court. Wow, really just getting after it. Lawyer up.
Yeah, this is what this is about. You got to get your money back.
Lawyer up. This person says, the way the provider handled the situation probably wasn't the best in many ways, but it sounds like it just wasn't a good fit for him or for the group for one single lady to take care of. It's a good thing she said something and didn't just keep him for the money. Well, she kept the money regardless. So
she did keep the money regardless. and they're trying to get a hold of her, but she won't respond.
Yes, she sent her a message.
It's a bad luck.
She sent her a message. She didn't respond. This person says, so clearly she couldn't handle your kid for whatever reason. And as a business owner, if she has the right, and maybe it was too much for her and the other kids that were being neglected. So you would be okay with other kids being neglected so that your kid could have a daycare. As a parent, I understand how crappy it is to find daycare and how stressful it can be. That daycare provider has the right to say it's not a good fit. Unfortunately, that's the way of the world. Have your child go to a brick and mortar place where you sign a contract and all the info is up front. Sadly, that's a part of at-home daycares, they can make the rules as they go along. Mm-hmm. As for the money you are owed, you paid for a week and got 4 days. Was your child sick the fifth day, or was that just part of the schedule? That also makes a difference.
Well, we they told her that she had to leave. The following day would be the next day. So the grandpa came, took the kid out a day early so they can go shop around for new daycares and new providers. And, you know, it's interesting, too, because what Debbie had pointed out was that according to this daycare provider, this child, who's 3 and a half, was taking the attention away from other kids. But then she brings him a new provider, and they're like, he's so calm.
Yeah.
There's so many kids that are way more rambunctious than he is.
Right.
He's doing so well. So who knows? Was it an excuse that this other previous daycare provider was saying just, you know, to say, hey, I got to come up with something to get rid of them.
Right.
I don't know. I have no idea.
This person says, I know both Debbie and her son and work with people with disabilities. Her son does not show any autistic or ADHD tendencies. Judy just seems like she needs a new job.
Okay.
Yikes.
And there you have it.
There it is. I just, if it was an excuse and she just needed a way to get out, throwing diagnoses around.
Can't
that
do
you
it.
Don't. A, no specifically, and B, I feel like didn't have enough time to really observe to the fullest of which it would be diagnosed, is not right.
Yeah.
It's and not right.
There's a handful of people that do have a point, though, too. It is your business. You can pick and choose who you want to come in there and keep an eye on all day long.
Right.
Was it handled poorly? Yes, I think we're all in agreement with that. Thank you guys for the messages this morning and for Debbie for sharing her story for Parental Confidential. We appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY.